Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, let's take a look at the week ahead. What do we got coming up here? It's been really pretty warm. Not exactly sunny here, but it looks sunnier today.
It will stay warm at least through midweek.
Uh-huh.
So temperatures in the 40s during the day, low temperatures not cooling down much in the maybe 30-ish or so. But then toward the end of the week, it's going to get more seasonal, where we'll see high temperatures around 30 and lows in the 20s. So still, it's not going to be too terribly cold, but it will be a change from these balmy 40s and 50s that we've had the past few days.
Yeah, this balmy stuff, is that, I don't recall November being this balmy.
Well, some of our record high temperatures are in the 60s, so
really?
It has been in the past. In the 60s.
So being a good Minnesotan, I should wait for the other shoe to drop, or snowshoe to drop.
Yes, you better just be prepared, because winter will be here. There is no question about it.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was not very wintry here, I think it was last week, when we had tornadoes in November.
That's right. That was last Saturday on the 10th, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, tornadoes down in the Twin Cities. Four tornadoes in the Twin Cities. Thankfully, they were all on the weak side, what we call EF0, winds about 75 miles an hour. But still, they did plenty of damage, lots of trees down, and some structural damage also. And not only were there tornadoes, but there were also some very strong downburst winds that caused quite a bit of damage, too. So
now, a downburst wind, is that a straight wind or what?
Right. That's another term that we use for straight-line winds. It's just strong winds coming from the thunderstorm.
So this is a little unusual for November, isn't it?
It's not very often that occurs, although in the past there have been some November tornadoes in Minnesota. It just goes to show you get all the right ingredients and it'll happen.
Okay. Well, let's keep the ingredients on the warmer and sunnier side, but we'll take whatever we get because we know it's going to happen at some point, right?
Right.
Okay. We've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth, and look forward to talking to you again.
Very good. Thank you.